The Magnificent.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Austerity Pleasures podcast. My name is Glenn Morgan, I am your host. Once again, we're showcasing the acts who appeared at the Corbin Mania gig recently in Brighton. In episode 1, we heard a large chunk of Nathan Wilcox set. In future episodes, you'll be hearing from the headliner Don Biswas, who sounds like this.
If you're anti-immigration, it doesn't make you racist. Real racism is what happened last year, and a bloke came up to me in London, took one look at me and said, we're mates, go back to where you came from. And because I was dyspraxic, unfortunately, I had to ask him for directions first.
And you'll be hearing topical jokes from Ashley Hayden too.
The NHS, we spend $4 million a year on homeopathy. $4 million a year on shit that does not work. We don't have enough beds, but we've got a dream catcher for every one of them.
Later in this episode, we have a contribution from comedian Russ Mulligan on the Snoopers Charter. Russ sounds like this.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Russ. But this episode, we're largely focusing on a real-life MP who came down to Corbyn Mania and absolutely tore the roof off. He was very, very funny, and it was a good insight into life as an MP. His name is Magnus Turner, MP, and let's hear a short bit of his set.
Magnus Turner, MP, at your service. You know, it's not often I find myself addressing a comedy audience. I rather imagine you'd like me to tell you a joke. And I promise there will be one. But may I begin? May I begin by saying what a great pleasure it is to be here this evening among so many ordinary, hard-working people. And of course, to pay tribute to the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Jeremy Corbyn. Doubts the truth of that, you only have to listen to the rapturous applause in the conference hall this afternoon for that marvellous speech and read the negative reviews of it tomorrow morning. I think, as our compere said, you know, they've really been ripping into him. It's been all Corbyn all the time, hasn't it? It's Jeremy, 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 Corbyn, Corbyn, Corbyn. Poor old Mr. Cameron has had to go to some terrible lengths to get back in the papers. I'm not going to go into all that. No, I don't want to go into all that. I wouldn't want to bore you. But, to be honest, I don't believe a word of it. And even if it is true, who here does not have skeletons in their closet? I know I do. We all do, don't we? Don't we? We do, don't we? It's lovely to see you again. I think, to be fair, this is the very first time a sitting Prime Minister has actually been accused of... acts homosexuality. There's a serious side to this. I don't know if you heard last week, the UK's productivity did actually dip because of so many people going on social media to tittle-tattle about it, which simply proves, to my mind, that David Cameron is a threat to our economic security. I think you should remember that next time you look upon our leader, a man of principle, a man of conviction, a man, but you can't blame him for that. A man with unquestionably questionable friends. But you know, we all have those. We all have those. Some of you brought yours with you this evening, and it's lovely. The fact is, we all have unusual friends. I mean, you don't make peace in politics by only talking to your friends. I once spent a week skiing with Pol Pot. Last year, my wife and I spent Christmas in Pyongyang as guests of Kim Jong-un. And what a host he was, treated us like family. Which is why we left a little early. The Magnificent!
Magnus Turner MP there, recorded live at Corbyn Mania. We've got some more Corbyn Mania gigs coming up in Brighton and London in November and December. Stick with us and we'll give you details about that when we enter the admin zone later on. Exciting. But for now, let's talk topical. hell of a lot has happened in the 2 weeks since we last recorded an episode of the Austerity Pleasures podcast. For example, manufacturing in the north of the country is once again in disarray. Meanwhile, the UK treated the Chinese president to several lavish banquets before offering his country loads of manufacturing jobs. Nice touch, David Cameron. It's like he's trolling the north, isn't it? Just like Thatcher did before him. Some people have said,
the only way Britain can make steel is with China.
Mate, you're thinking of cups and saucers. It's always good to start the topical section of the show with a rubbish joke, so what I'm going to do is tell you one of my favourite jokes to make up for it, okay? If I fancy a flutter and I go into a bookies, there are often Chinese people in there. Now don't worry guys, this isn't offensive, it's just an observation. Every time I go into a bookies, there's always Chinese people in there. Which is strange, because I was always told that they hated Tibet. In light of a no doubt damning report into George Bush and Tony Blair's biggest mistake, it's been revealed that the Chilcot report has been delayed again and won't be out until June or July of 2016. We've now waited longer for this report than the actual length of the Iraq war itself. It's unbelievable. With this in mind, I've come up with a new phrase, Netflix and Chilcot, which is defined thusly, to procrastinate by binge watching telly instead of producing a report on the Iraq war. I hope everyone had a nice Halloween. My mates wanted me to be a troll at their Halloween party, so I called them all cunts and refused to leave the house. Nailed it! And Jeremy Corbyn caused consternation, caused a furore, caused all the other things that the right-wing press like to say about him by not bowing completely when he was at the cenotaph during a Remembrance Sunday service. I mean, technically he did do a bow, but it wasn't to the angle that they wanted, which means he hates all soldiers, dead or alive. Fact. You cannot argue with that, can you? Can you? Anyway, I've posted a very angry letter to Jeremy Corbyn, and it should land on his doorstep any day now. And you know what? He'll have to lower his body more than 45 degrees to pick it up, and that'll teach him. Tory tax credits cuts /shambles news. The row over tax credits continues with no firm plans yet on the table, which means the poor, you're going to be delayed before you have your tax credits removed. Lucky you. You might even be over Christmas time. How wonderful. A week ago, there was a vote in the House of Lords with the following millionaires voting to cut poor people's tax credits. These people included a man who flew in from America to the UK just to vote on this issue. Allegedly, David Cameron requested him to do so. It's theatre mogul Andrew Lloyd Webber, and other haters of the poor include the owner of a JCB firm, a founder of a lingerie firm, Karen Brady, Alan Sugar's favourite lady, a Wellington boot tycoon, and Sebastian Coe. They all voted for the Tory tax credit cuts, and we have to teach these powerful people a lesson. So, personally, I will never, ever, ever watch The Apprentice ever again, or sing songs from musicals, then drive a digger through a puddle whilst wearing a bra, and go for a run ever, ever again. In other words, I shall carry on like normal. And finally, Katie Hopkins will not be charged for that migrants column where she likened drowning migrants to cockroaches, which is a lovely thing to say. And it reminds me of what happened after that column was published. There was a petition calling for Katie Hopkins to be sacked from The Sun, which reached more than 300,000 signatures. And I was just so angry at this. It's because of the following. You idiots, if you sign the petition, you idiots need to focus on her employer and not Katie Hopkins herself, okay? The Sun are most at fault here for allowing Katie Hopkins to say racist things for money, yeah? And they've basically got away with this scot-free. If you sign that petition, you are an idiot. Now let's cheer ourselves up with talk about the Snoopers Charter with comedian Russ Mulligan. Hello, Russ.
Hi, guys. Polymath Russ Mulligan here. Good afternoon, morning, night, delete as applicable. This week, the warm, amniotic, liberal consensus in the soft, velveteen corners of the internet where I do my Googles was soured by talk of investigatory powers bills and Theresa May's and hashtag Snoopers Charters. The Investigatory Powers Bill. What's that about? Okay, now I'm sure letting GCHQ and the NSA have legal access to everything we do online instead of them just having access to everything we do online seemed like a good idea at the time when it was thought up in the cocaine chamber.